What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Stomping on Grapes with your host, Anthony Newton. Oh, a little bit, right? So, South Florida native, born and raised, but discovering wine has been an absolute pleasure, right? And so, just someone born in South Florida who's gotten the opportunity to travel, I want to take you, the listeners, to, you know, some of the places where grapes are born, wine is prevalent, and the valleys run deep, right? We're going to go to Napa, Lodi, you know, all the way across the pond to Tuscany and Champagne, all the way down south to Argentina, where the Malbecs are sweet and amazing, right? And I want to take you guys through not just my journey, but also trying to help you discover some of the ones that you might want to look into, right? Because just like me, I'm not speaking for everybody, but just like me, you know, you probably don't know a lot about wines or didn't, right? And you were just interested, right? So what is everybody saying about certain types of wine, certain grapes, and I'm just going to be here to cover a lot of that stuff, right? And so I appreciate you for sticking with me and sticking on the channel, because I truly do this for you guys, and, you know, just so you can get a peek outside of, you know, you might be a beer drinker or a hard liquor drinker, you know, but just sort of expanding your horizons to, you know, like what this wine thing is about, right? And so I hope to bring that to you in these many episodes and weeks and years to come, right? So with that being said, right, today I have another wine, right? So last time we started out with the Cabernet, right? That was a red Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa, and was actually really good. You know, the more I go, the deeper I get into some of these profiles. So, you know, we're gonna open up this bottle and see what this is about. So, we took a trip across the pond, right? And this one is going to be from Italy, right? Moreover, Toscana, right? Central Italy. And I have the Tosco Via Poggio Salvi, right? And this is going to be a red. This is going to be a red Sangiovese Grasso. And the first thing I want to do is I want to open it up. You know, I'll pour me a little drink and we'll go through it together, right? I love just sort of, you know, doing this on the podcast and, you know, seeing what I sort of think about it before I go through all of the profiles and things that it might take a little bit of you to get into, right? All right, so, all right, I actually like that. That's going to be a little bit more bold and a little bit dark. You can sort of taste, though, you can sort of taste some of the fruit flavors. I know there's going to be some sort of cherry in there. seems like another dark fruit, and I'm sort of guessing, but it might be black cherries, it might be blackberries, right? But anyway, smooth finish. You can taste a little bit of the acidity, though, right? So you can taste, you know, it has a, I feel like it has a pretty high acid profile. Yeah, but overall, that wasn't bad at all, right? So, like I said, this is a Tosco Toscana, right? This is 2019 Via Poggio Salvi, right? And so, nice. I like it, right? So, I just went to see, right? Logged in what the reviews say, right? And I was a little bit, right? So, some of the oaky notes, right? The oak, you have like a little bit of vanilla tobacco going on. Okay, some of the red fruit notes are going to be cherry. And then you have some of your black fruit notes, right? Plum. Ah, I got it. Blackberry, black cherry. Nice. And because of this profile, I know it's going to pair well with a couple of different things, but I think it's mostly going to be meat. Let me take another sip. Yeah, that's definitely going to be a steak. Definitely steak, lamb, veal, some type of poultry. Even if you want to do something like a salami, right? So some of like the cured meats that might actually pair really well with, you know, the acidity and the fruit blend sort of calms, you know, some of that meat down and pairs really well together. Right, so medium to high acid profile. Right, you're going to have a little bit more of a tannic profile. Right, and just in case you don't know, like, tannic or what that means, right, that's just the dryness and the bitterness of the wine, right? So it's going to have more of a high tannin profile, right? Like, in the beginning, I said it was pretty acidic as I was tasting it. The one thing you can do with this bottle, right, to calm it down a little bit is you can have it sit open. Right, so you can open it and have it sit open for maybe two hours or so, and that'll calm it down a lot. And so that's one thing you can do. So this wine style is going to be a Tuscan red, obviously Tuscany. Alcohol content is going to be 13.5%, which is, you know, about average, but really nice for a red blend. Like I said, it was a Sangiovese Grasso from Tuscany, right? Your price point, you are looking at $11.95 and up, give or take. So, you know, obviously depending on where you get it. I got mine from Wine Cellar, right? So it was in the ballpark, so it was around maybe 12-13, but there are other places you can sort of get it for, you know, maybe a dollar or two cheaper. But the thing is, you know, if you do have a wine cellar near you, it's perfect because you can go in there and get it, whereas you might have to have it shipped if you get it a different way. The profile was a little bit more bold, right? So it was a little bit more bold. Like I said, a little bit tannic, right? The bitterness, very dry, right? So very dry, not really sweet at all. And then the profile of the acidity is more acidic than it was soft, right? So Like I said, I actually, especially at the price point, I actually really like this wine. Tuscany, Italy, right? I've sort of, you know, been in Argentina with the Malbecs for a while, which I'll cover some of those in the, you know, next couple of episodes. Also, some of the Napa stuff. Lodi, right, where, you know, the birth of the Zinfandel, you know, sort of really hopping, you know, over the place to try and get this information out to you guys. But I think that's going to be it for today. I really appreciate you guys for joining me in, you know, this journey, and I hope I can help you guys along the way. With that being said, right, I'm your host, Anthony Newton. Thank you for joining Stomping on Grapes, and I'm out. Have a good night, guys.